Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. My wife and I often have uninvited guests, and now, through constant practice, I can hide the booze in 59 seconds flat. Ships are like houses. They have their quota of uninvited guests, too. Troutbridge has got one this morning in the loud and menacing shape of Captain Povey.
Come on, Mr. Phillips. Get this wardroom sorted out. Looks like a badly kept, overstocked junkyard.
Oh, you come too early, Captain Povey. Our chap's hardly up yet. I mean, dash it, it's hardly a quarter to ten. Chap can't pull a chap's self together for a chat with another chap before a chap has found another chap to make a chap a cup of coffee.
Never mind the blasted coffee. Get to work and tidy this mess up. Comics everywhere. You're getting more childish every day. Well, you even left your yo-yo in the chair.
Actually, that's mine. Would you care for a game?
Don't be ridiculous, Padre.
It's jolly difficult. I can't do it.
That doesn't surprise me.
His main problem is that he will try to make it go up and down instead of down and up. Down and up.
Well, it's not my fault. It would work, but the ceiling keeps getting in the way.
Bulkhead.
Oh, language.
Do keep your voices down, you chaps. I don't know which of you is doing all the shouting, but tell him to pack it in. He woke me up.
It was me, Commander Murray.
Well, then stop it. Lovely morning, sir. Nice of you to pop in and give me an early call.
It is a quarter to ten. In precisely 15 minutes, Admiral Fafont Bitox will be coming aboard with two senior officials from the Fobodian Embassy. And as one of them is a lady, I hardly think the Admiral will be pleased if you receive them in those ghastly purple pajamas and floppy woolly slippers.
Sexy swine. With a cigarette in a long holder and his pajama trouser turn-ups taken in 4 inches, he'd look just like Noel Coward in Private Lives.
They're very good pajamas. I got them when I was in the West Indies.
Stoned out of his sink box.
Someday I'll find you. La da da da.
Oh, shut up.
Ah, morning, gentlemen. Pardon the interpretation, but the Admiral's class... Oh, don't tell me, sir. Let me guess. It's a fancy dress ball, and you're going as Noel Coward in Private Lives. Yeah, all you want is a long cigarette holder and quick quarters of
someday I'll find all.
Don't be quiet, Chief.
In any case, I thought my impersonation of the master was far superior.
Yeah, well, let's face it, Padre. You're more in touch with blithe spirits than I am.
Oh, how kind.
For pity's sake, will you stop nattering amongst yourselves? Now, come on, get this ship tidied up. The Admiral and his guests will be aboard any minute now.
Stand by, Chief. Admiral and party coming aboard. Prepare to pipe.
Oh, is it?
Oh, this way up the gangplank. For pity's sake, don't trip up and barge into me. You might break me hip flask.
Pipe! Well, give us a minute. It's all bunged up with pocket fluff and toffee.
Morning, Maria. More. Oh, shut up! Blasted thing goes right through me head like a saw. Now then, Maria, these two idiots are from the Fobodian Embassy. Now, this fool's name is Igor Astrakhanovich, or some such rot.
Pleased to meet me. I am delightful.
And this bouncy bird here is called Natasha Snogitov.
Bottoms up, and how are your doings?
Well, if you really want to know...
welcome aboard. I take it you'd like a tour around the ship?
No, thanks. I've already been round it. You clots can look after these two now. It's opening time. You can take them for a spin round the harbour. I'll pop into Povis and let him know.
Let him know what, sir?
That if he wants an ice cream's chance on a gas ring of getting any more promotion, he'd better buy me a large one. Cheers.
I wonder which is the easiest way of conversing with these people.
Leave it to me, sir. Sprechen's a Deutsch.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a pity. We don't.
Once somebody some photo snap took.
Pardon?
Say cheese. Click, click, ho, ho.
What's she talking about? I think she wants to take a photograph of us.
Not us. Only him. The one with teddy bear haircut.
Teddy bear haircut?
She means you.
Would you mind further back standing? You are obscuring me.
I never touched you.
That's better. Now I have radar masts in viewfinder, also aerials and secret electronic equipment.
Oh, good. I wanted it with a naval background.
You are all set.
He's positively rigid, madam.
Good. Then off we go.
Cheese, click, click.
Over and out.
Aye? Here, Mr. Murray, sir. Do you think this bloke Igor is all there? I mean, is he a bit non-compost mended? Well, sir, may have escaped your notification, but whilst Mr. Phillips was watching the bouncy birdie, old Fuzzface over there was talking into his matchbox.
Oh, really? Perhaps it's an old Forbodian custom.
Yeah, well, I've heard of some bent goings-on in my time. You know, Cairo and the like, but... Well, I've never before seen anybody chatting up a matchbox. Especially one with a little tiny aerial on it.
Aerial on it?
Yeah. Mr. Phillips, sir. Mr. Phillips, sir. Wakey, wakey! Breathe out, sir. You can relax now. She's taken the picture.
You might have told a chap I've been standing to attention for ages.
Hold it, blonde bombs. Up. Up against the rails, I wish to get you.
Pardon?
Want to get blonde bonds where?
Stand aside, chaps. Can't you see she wants to get me behind her iron curtain?
Yet want to get behind you anywhere, requiring a further photo snap.
Oh, sorry, pardon.
Cheese, click, click, ho, ho.
Splendid. That time, nuclear submarine in picture I got.
Over and out.
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Murray, sir. But old furry fizz up there is talking to his comb now. Yeah, that's got a aerial on it.
Really? That's probably some new electrical treatment for baldness.
Baldness with a beard like that? You kind of all fallen out the bottom and not popped out the top. What my words, Commander Murray, sir, there's some highly suspicious going on. Yeah.
Over and out.
Here he's talking to his ballpoint now. Oh, that's enough for me. Enjoy your little float about round the bay. I'll be waiting down there on the dockside to give you a quick wave when you come back. If you come back.
Oh, no, you don't. Up on the bridge, Chief. We're putting to sea at once. If that's all right with you, madam, and...
We would love to go for a harbour round the floatabout and see your workings.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, right you are, sir. It will be very... So if it's all the same for you, I'll just nip down to the dockyard and I'll be there, ready to give you a quick wave the moment
you... Stand fast, Chief.
Honestly, Patrick, with the way you're carrying on, anyone would think our distinguished guests were spies.
Yeah, exactly. So up on the bridge and no more argument. We put to sea at once.
Now,
Now, assuming that we have allowed our Shannons to be raised over our fastnets, and we've drawn a couple of quid from the Dogger Bank, in case there's an excess charge on the meter, I'd suggest that we increase our speed by 2 slipknots and a granny who's just hoisted her cones. And I'd say what we need now is a touch of the old, left hand down a bit.
All that loud of ludicrosities and a touch of the old left hand down a bit it is, sir.
It must be your good day, Mr. Phillips. You've actually got us through the harbour entrance without hitting the harbour wall.
Well, the front end.
Well, none of us are perfect.
Bridge?
Starboard lookout, yes, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, chatting. What have you in mind now, sir? Are we going to sail under a flag of convenience?
What are you talking about?
Well, in case you hadn't noticed, when Mr. Phillips clouted that wall, our flagpole and the white ensign fell off.
What a nuisance.
No, hardly surprising, really, considering 6 feet of railing and 2 gallons of paintwork went with them. To say nothing of the shocking headache it gave me. Bonged about all over the place, I was.
Oh, dear. I hope it hasn't disturbed our visitors too much.
I hope it has. Foreigners are even worse than the English, and they're foreign enough.
No.
I don't like the look of them. Believe me, there are bombs in every pocket, guns up their sleeves and knives in their socks.
Goldstein, once and for all, these guests of ours are distinguished Forbodian officials. They are not spies.
Mm-hmm. You have your opinion and I'll have mine, sir. Yakida.
Goldstein,
Goldstein could be right, you know. I felt a little uneasy when Igor asked me to give him something to read in the wardroom, turned down my comic and asked for the code books.
You didn't give them to him?
No, no.
Why not?
I couldn't find them.
You mean they weren't on your shelf between your Noddy Onion and your Doctor Who book of party games?
No. Luckily, Natasha managed to find them for me. She went through everything and finally found them under my paint box and snakes and ladders board.
It's just that they're foreign and they have different customs from us. Now, they're nice, ordinary, down-to-earth people.
Excuse me, Captain. Hands up.
Oh! Here, this is one of their customs I don't like. Pertwee's a neutral.
Where you are standing with your hands in upwards direction, please be shoving.
Pardon?
You are being Jack Hyde.
Set course, you now will, to the Zuider Zee and Amsterdam.
The Zuider Zee and Amsterdam? If you're hijacking us, why don't you want us to sail straight to Forbodia?
Yes.
Oh, I can tell you that. Yes. When they land in Amsterdam, there'll be a fast car waiting for them, which will take them to a deserted airfield on the other side of town, where there's a light aircraft waiting, with its engine running, which will take them over the Pyrenees, where they'll parachute down to a deserted telephone box on the fourth mountain from the right. There they'll receive their instructions by phone, which they will eat immediately afterwards. And get into this rubber dinghy and row silently across the mist-shrouded lake to an old castle where they'll climb up the haunted clock tower. And on the last stroke of midnight, a helicopter will pick them up and fly them to a deserted mine in Transylvania, where they'll be given 2 bathing costumes by a peasant in a beard, with a patch over his left eye, so they can swim the torrential river onto the south bank, where they'll collect 2 uniforms and bicycles so they can paddle their ankles off to the Forbodian border.
Amazing! How did you know our plan?
Simple. Simple. I saw the film.
Now, look here. This is absolutely ridiculous. May I remind you that I am the captain and this is my ship?
Not anymore, Captain.
Well, it better be. I signed for it.
Yeah.
Keep steady on this course until we tell you turn right into Zuider Zee.
And do not attempt to alter your course, for I, Igor Astrakhanovich, have a fruity neck.
You've got a fruity what?
Yeah. I have a compass built into my collar stud, and I have a very sensitive Adam's apple. If you are not sailing directly to the Zuider Zee, my fruity neck will know.
You filthy swine.
Exactly.
Come, Igor. We have work to be doing.
You are right. Below decks, we are going to inspect their old boiler. Remember, just 1 degree off course, and my collar stud will know.
Quickly, before they realize. I must radio Captain Purvey and warn him about what's happened.
Good afternoon. Able seaman Teddy speaking. Lovely day.
No, it is not. Are you on the WT?
Well, not at the moment, sir.
Why not?
Well, if you must know, sir, somebody broke it.
Oh, nasty.
Be quiet. Now, look here, Diddy. What's happened to the wireless transmitter?
Oh, nothing much, sir. Just that the nice foreign lady and gentleman accidentally put their umbrellas through 16 transistors, 2 loudspeakers, and me Morse buzzer.
Oh, nastier still.
Well, I don't care how you do it, but somehow you've got to get a message through to Captain Povey and warn him that we've been hijacked and require assistance.
Certainly, sir. What had you in mind? A carrier pigeon?
Well, if necessary, yes. And if we can't get a message through, somehow we've got to find a way to overpower these spies.
You take it, Renchesen.
Captain Purvey's office.
And I'm meeting. This is intelligent speaking.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case, it must be a bad line.
That's what everybody says. Is Captain Povey there? Commander Weatherby from our security branch wants a word.
Oh, I'll put you through.
Now, hang on a minute. Here. Haven't you got a sexy voice?
Do you really think so?
Yeah. Just like mine.
Putting Commander Weatherby through to Captain Povey now.
Ta.
Hello, Commander. How nice to hear from you.
How delighted to make your acquaintance.
What's the trouble now?
Trout bridge.
I might have known. What have they done this time?
Well, they haven't come back.
They should have been back hours ago. They were just taking those 2 senior officials from the Forbodian embassy for a short trip.
For a long trip. You see, they were not two senior officers. They were spies.
Oh, good grief. They could be halfway behind the iron curtain by now. What on earth are we going to do?
Well, I thought that possibly. On the other hand, probably. I thought to hell with it. Dial 999 and ask them if we can have our boat back.
All very well, but what on earth are we going to do?
Well, we could dial 999 and tell them the Navy want their boat back.
Mr. Phillips, sir.
It seems to me that as they've taken the key to the armory, what we need is a plan combining cleverness with subtlety and ingenuity.
Exactly, sir. What had you in mind?
Well, you and Tiddy stand on the deck above their cabin door and belt them with the gash bin as they come out.
Very subtle and ingenious, I'm sure.
You kick that bin just once more, I'll shove you in it, head down, and bang the lid on it.
You do, and you'll have a heck of a job to lift it.
But if you don't belt up, Teddy...
I'm no lightweight, you know.
I shan't warn you again, Teddy.
Good. We Tiddies are built to last, you know.
This Tiddy won't last much longer if you don't cork up.
Ooh! That hurt. Now you give me a headache.
I never thought you had anything else in there to ache. Now, look, shut up. I think one of them's coming out. Now, up with the bin and let go when I say right. Right!
Ah! Who threw that? Oh.
Now, that's a pity, Tiddy. We completely forgot their secret weapon.
What's that, Chief?
Mr. Phillips. Unfortunately, we've not only bonged him, we've ponged him. That gash bin seems to have been full up of old nasty.
Good. It certainly was. I'll have to stand downwind from everybody for months.
Captain Purvey's office?
Hello, Missy. Command the Weatherby of security wants another word with Captain Purvey.
Oh, well, he's right here.
Is he? Well, you're a bit of all right there. How would you like to come and play bingo with me tonight?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'm washing my hair.
That's what every bird says. Here's Commander Weatherby.
Commander Weatherby for you, sir.
Captain Purvey speaking.
Purvey, now we've just had they tell us the they tell us that your ship is halfway up the Thames.
Good grief, what on earth is she doing there?
Floating. Now, if they inform me
Good grief, why does it always happen to me? Rentation, phone the Admiral, then phone the river police at Tower Pier, tell them that for some reason we shall probably never know, Troutbridge seems to be sailing upriver towards Tower Bridge.
Tower Bridge? I thought they were heading towards Holland.
Don't look so surprised, I'm as baffled as you are. Now get my car, I must get up there immediately.
Mr. Phillips.
Sure, this is the Zuider Zee?
Commander Murray, sir, are you questioning my navigation?
No. No, it's just a thought. The wharves and the flour mills seemed vaguely familiar. Obviously, I must have been wrong.
Then why are all the names on the wharves in English?
Well, it's perfectly simple, and it's obvious to a thinking man like myself. It's all part of the export drive.
Oh, yes, of course. I just wasn't thinking.
Hands up. I demand to know what going on, what is. My collar stud is worried. She is revolving anti-clockwise instead of clockwise.
But we've obeyed all your instructions so far. Any minute now, you and your despicable colleague should be in Amsterdam.
But the Zuider Zee should be wider than this, and the country should be flatter.
Are you questioning my navigational ability?
There he is. And frankly, now we all are.
Blimey. Aren't the Dutch a demonstrative lot?
Filthy capitalistic swine.
Hey! Here's the Rosses. I never saw nothing, and in any case, I wasn't there. When whatever it was got nicked, whatever it was.
Bridge?
Exciting sort of day, isn't it? In case you hadn't noticed, a police launch just tied up alongside, and the Admiral, Captain Povey, and a lot of scrambled egg just came aboard.
What?
See you in the scrubs.
Goldstein. All right. What have you been up to this time?
Lummy, Captain Povey. What are you doing in Amsterdam?
You knew it. He still doesn't know. Oh, do leave off, Povey, you twit. All right, Inspector, take this foreign idiot away.
We've already got his bird in handcuffs in the launch. Well, congratulations to all of you. Brilliant move on your part, turning left into the Thames instead of right into the Zuider Zee.
Did I? Now, just a minute, just a minute. Left is on my right hand, and my right hand is on my left hand. Gosh, I am proud.
No, not at all. I'm arranging a civic reception in your honour with the Lord Mayor at the Mansion House.
Oh, you shouldn't have bothered, sir.
Best bib and tucker, sir. Our pleasure, sir, any time, sir. And have they counted the silver lately?
Civic reception for them? No. It's all been a terrible mistake. They've just struck lucky as usual. They don't deserve any credit.
Jealousy.
Agreed. But you, Phyllis, or whatever your name is, do you think you could do us all a favour?
Sir?
Before we meet the Lord Mayor, change out of that evil ponging uniform and everything.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips and Stephen Murray have been spy-catching in the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the CO, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Natasha was Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Daniel Evans, Igor was Michael Bates, and Abel Stephen Tilly was played by Laurie Wyman. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.